感谢主，我们有八节的时间要跟大家一起来学习何西阿书。
Thanks the Lord, we have eight sections that we can study the books of Hosea.
这先知书里面总共有十七卷。
There's total 17 scroll in the books of prophets.
有五本叫做大先知书。
Five of them is the major prophets.
十二本叫做小先知书。
And 12 are considered to be the minor prophets.
这不是说大先知的大先知书这几个先知啊，他们比较伟大。
The major prophet is not because they are major, they are greater.
不是说小先知啊，他们的角色就比较微小。
Or the minor prophet, their position is more inferior.
不是用这样来分呢、
啊。This is on the way to divide them.
因为神兴起了很多的先知啊，来代替神讲话。
Because God had risen up a lot of prophets to be the proclamation of His message.
这些先知啊，有的是他们口头。来传达神的话语。
And some of the prophets, they proclaim by orally.
有的是把神的指示把它写下来。
And some of them, they have written down the oracles of the Lord.
这十七本先知书就是先知把他们所传的信息把他们记录下来。
And all the 17, the books of the prophets, was recorded, by the prophets.
有五本因为它的内容很多所以叫做大先知书。
And five of them are because they have a lengthy recording, so therefore they are considered to be the major prophets.
不是说他们才是大先知。
It's not because they are major.
是因为他们的内容很多，这个书本先知书本身很多。
Because the content is quite lengthy.
我们在神学院的时候有一位陈克仁长老教我们一些先知书。
When we were in theological school, we have elder Chen Keren. He told
us he was a prophet.
He's not the full-time preacher.
他本来是当小学老师的。
He was elementary school teacher.
他也开工厂啊。
He also
生产鱼肝油，卖鱼肝油。
The factory for the oil.
所以是一个事业家。
And so he was also entrepreneur.
他对圣经有很深入的研究。
But he had a very in-depth study of the Bible.
虽然年纪大的时候他还是用一个放大镜一直在看圣经看了一些资料慢慢的写。
So when he was pretty old, he still looked into the Bible and recording all his study.
他研究的都是大先知书。
He studied the major prophets.
像以赛亚书注解一大本
He made a lot of commentary in the books of Isaiah.
耶利米书
Jeremiah,
以西结书都是很大很大一本
Which is also the major one.
所以神学生都说陈长老他那个教材叫做电话簿。
The TTP students say that his teaching material just like a phone directory.
因为它内容相当多。
Because content was very lengthy.
所以一开始的时候大家就哇要读这本书这么多电话像电话簿一样。
And so the student feel that, well, it requires so much time to study such a lengthy script, just like you search into the phone directory.
等到他后来退休了以后换其他的人讲这些课程。
And after he was retired and someone else take the place,
很多的资料也是从他那边来的。
But they still copy the material from his original content.
其实你看那个，林永基长老写的《以赛亚先知书》的前后两本很多的资料还是从陈长老的资料里面。
For example, the elder Yongji Lin, he wrote the commentary of the Isaiah. It's also recorded from his original work.
所以本来大家都笑他说那个是写电话簿但是现在都认为那个是宝贝。
And so originally people feel that this is like a phone directory, but now it's regarded to be a very precious treasury.
那我们也知道说先知里面有的很有能力，但是他们没有留下书面的资料。
Even some of the prophets, they were quite capable, but they didn't record much.
像以利亚先知、以利沙先知啊，都是相当有能力的先知。
For example, Elijah and Elisha, they are very capable prophet, but they didn't have much recording.
但是他们却没有著作，没有专门一本叫做《以利亚书》，没有。
Because they doesn't have their own personal recording.
所以这个先知书的大小啊，不是人的大小的问题。
And so the major or minor prophet is not because they are major or they are minor.
而是那个书卷的内容的多少。
But it depends on the contents of the books.
那这个先知啊，很早从亚伯拉罕，神就称他为先知。
From the time of Abraham, God called Abraham as a prophet.
好，摩西也是先知。
And likewise Moses.
所以在何西阿书里面说啊，神借着先知把以色列人从埃及带出来。
And so in the book of Hosea, that God used the prophet to lead Israel out of the land of Egypt.
啊，以色列人也因为先知来得到保全。
And also be through the prophet, so the Israelites they have the protection of the Lord.
所以神借着先知啊，就是把神的信息啊，来传达给百姓，让他们知道神的旨意。
And so through the prophet, God make his proclamation and let the Israelites know his will.
因为如果没有末世的话，人就任意而行啊，就离开神了。
Because without the revelation, and then people they would enlarge their own self way of life.And they'll de away the life away from God.
所以神在每一个时代啊，都兴起了很多的先知。
So in every generation, God has risen up the prophets.
当然，我们知道使徒时代早期的时候也有先知。
For example, early time of the apostolic time, God also used some prophets.
所以以弗所书说啊，这个教会就建设在使徒跟先知的根基上。
So the book of Ephesians said that the foundation of the church was built on the apostles and also the prophets.
用耶稣基督做房角石。
But Jesus Christ is a cornerstone.
有的人把它解释说，就是用新旧约圣经做基础。
And some people explain just that using New Testament and Old Testament as a foundation.
其实那个地方所讲的先知啊，是主新约时代的先知。
As a matter of fact, when they refer to the prophets, it refers to the New Testament time, the prophets.
早期使徒的教会是有使徒、有先知的。
And so in the early time of the apostolic church, they have the apostles as well as the prophets.
保罗说，我们现在在讲道理啊，这叫做做先知讲道。
And Paul said that now when we are proclaiming the word of God, we are just acting as a prophet.
因为是带来传达神所要指示给我们的信息。
Because we are proclaiming the message that God has shown to us.
那我们现在不是说神特别启示你传达一个信息。
And it doesn't mean that God has a special revelation to you, so you would carry the message.
刚刚谢长老有讲到。
Because Elder Shea just mentioned.
所以虽然我们现在所传的道理都是神的启示
although that the teaching that we have is all through the revelation of God.
但是我们现在所得到的启示不是在圣经以外
But this is not out of the Bible.
是神启示我们明白圣经里面的道理
Because God revealed to us to understand the truth of the scripture.
因为神的话说好像那个封住的书卷
Because the books of God just like the unopened scroll.
所以你拿给识字的人看，识字他说啊，封住了，我看不清楚。
If you give it to the person, they well versed of the scripture, but say it is have been sealed, so I can open it up.
拿给不识字的人呢，他说我看不懂。
You give it to the illiterate, they say, well, I don't understand it.
那保罗说，如果没有神人的灵，没有办法知道人的事情。
And so the Paul said that without the spirit of man cannot understand the man's things.
我们人因为有灵，所以彼此可以沟通。
Because we have the spirit, so we can communicate.
我们可以了解人的事情。
We can understand the things of man.
但是我们要去了解神的事情。
But in order to understand the things of God,
也是要神来启示我们，我们才能够。明白神的旨意。
Then we need the revelation from God to understand God's will.
所以为什么很多的神学家他们也是在研究圣经
And so there's a lot of theologians, they try to study the books of God.
对圣经里面的道理就看不清楚。
But they cannot see clearly about the teaching of God.
因为必须要有神的灵启示我们，我们才能够进到真理里面。
Because it required revelation of the Spirit of God to understand the truth of God.
法利赛人跟撒都该人啊，他们圣经很熟的。
The Pharisee and also Sadducee, they were very familiar with the Word of God.
法利赛人啊，对那个律法都要背的。
Because the Pharisee, they have to memorize all the scriptures.
所以他们可以教导人律法，当师傅。
So they can be a teacher to teach the Israelites.
那主耶稣在传道理的时候啊。主耶稣一直骂他们。
However, when Jesus was in the world, and he always scorned at the Pharisee.
你们到处勾引人入教，却让人做地狱之主。
And they said, "You go everywhere to teach, but you let the people to hate you."
因为你们把人的遗传当作道理来教训。
Because you regard the traditional man as a teaching of God.
说你们嘴巴尊敬我，心远离我了，说拜神术。
Although that you respect me in your lips, but you deny me in your heart, and so it is not meaningful for you to teach.
事实上啊，这些法利赛人他们对圣经的字句很懂。
As a matter of fact, the Pharisees they were well versed in the scriptures.
但是却没有办法明白他的真意。
But they cannot understand the real contents of the scripture.
所以主耶稣虽然行了很多神迹。
Although Jesus that he had performed a lot of miracles,
他讲的道理非常有权柄。
He also very powerful in his teaching.
但是他们却啊不相信，不接受。
But they would not believe in him. They would not obey him.
所以主耶稣后来就说啊，加百农啦，那这些人呐、啊，他们虽然看了那么多神迹啊。不信将来要受更重的刑罚。
And so Jesus referred the people in this age because they have seen some miracles, but they still not believe they would receive even more punishment from God.
主耶稣就在祷告当中就说了。
And so in the prayer that Jesus said,
说父啊，原来你的旨意就是这样。
And said, Lord, your original will is this.
像那些啊自以为聪明通达的人，你就向他们隐藏起来。
It would be hidden to those that regard themselves as intellectual, as intelligent people.
但是那些像婴孩一样非常谦卑虚心的人，你就把你的主意向他们显明出来。
But to those that they are humble in heart, your will would be revealed to them.
所以我们在学习道理啊，一定要神的启示啊，我们才能够真正明白。
And so when we study the word of God, that we need the revelation of God to understand His will.
那我们要明白神的道啊，我们当然要对神的话要有信心接受。
In order to understand the word of God, we should have the faith to accept His word.
虽然有时候我们对这些道理啊，我们还不太清楚。
Although sometimes we don't quite understand His will.
但是我们不要不清楚不懂啊，我们就反对。
But it's not because that we are lack of understanding and that we oppose against it.
你如果反对不信，你会永远不懂。
If you oppose against it, you never be able to understand.
假如我们谦卑虚心接受
，But if we humble ourselves and we submit ourselves to accept,
慢慢祷告，神就会让我们明白。
And then you follow with a prayer, and then gradually you come to understanding.
因为谢长老在中部地方啊，一直。灵恩布道会当中讲啦，很多节都强调真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会。
In the central region, when Elder Shade conducting the spiritual convocation, he mentioned so many times that our True Jesus Church is only one saved church.
那我是组织信徒啦，有的弟兄姐妹啊，听了以后，有的一开始啊就不太愿意接受。
I'm referring to our congregation in general because in the beginning, some of us were not quite easy to accept this concept.
所以没有办法真正的明白。
And they because they cannot quite fully understand.
事实上啊，真教会是神的救赎计划当中一个非常重要的计划。
As a matter of fact, the true church is a very important step of the God's redemptive plan.
因为圣经的主题就是神的救恩。
Because the main theme of the Bible is the salvation of God.
神要怎样来拯救世人
？And how God would come to save the world.
当然就是借着耶稣基督做救主。
And through our Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior.
所以保罗说啊，神的奥秘就是耶稣基督。
And so Paul said that the mystery of God is Lord Jesus Christ.
那么伟大的神啊，造物主， 变成一个人，活活生生的跟人生活在一起。
Such a great God, that he humbled himself to be among us, to be one of us, to save us.
这是一个非常奥妙的事情。
Indeed, this is a very wonderful mystery.
然后他谈到神的第二个奥秘，就是教会。
And then he mentioned about the second mystery, which is the Church of God.
因为神要透过教会来彰显出神的能力、荣耀跟权柄。
Because through His Church, God reveals His power, His glory, and His will.
人要进入神的教会啊，才能够得到救恩。
And only that we enter into his church, we can accept his salvation.
所以你说我信耶稣就得救了。
And so if someone said that I believe in Christ, therefore I'm saved.
神的救恩是在教会里面。
Because the salvation plan of God is in the church.
所以耶稣说我要把我的教会建立起来。
And so Jesus Christ said I will establish my church.
他能够得胜阴间的权柄。
And it would triumphant over the power of the Hades.
你们在地上捆绑，在天上也捆绑。
Bind in the earth will also be bound on the heaven.
地上释放的，天上也释放。
What we release on this earth also will be released in heaven.
因为主耶稣就把他那个天国的钥匙啊，就是交给教会。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ have give the key of heaven to the church.
这个天国的钥匙是什么？就是神的灵。
And what is the key of heaven? Which is the Spirit of God.
所以耶稣说啊。耶稣对门徒说：“你们受圣灵。”
And so Jesus said to the disciples, "Say you receive the Holy Spirit."
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪赦免。
Whoever sin that you have forgiven, and their sin
will be forgiven. 你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下来了。
And who those sin that you would not forgiven, and their sin will not be forgiven.
所以教会在神的救赎计划非常重要。
And so in the redemptive plan of God, the church play a very important role.
人一定要进到神的教会里面，才能够承受救恩。
We have entered into the church of God to receive His redemption.
所以真教会的出现不是突然间跑出来的。
And so the rise of the true church is not just suddenly come out.
圣经里面有非常清楚的根据。
In the Bible, there's a very clear recording.
在前年呢，那个青年神学班的进修班呢，
2 years ago, when we have the NYTS,
让他们安排我从圣经里面看真耶稣教会。
There's a schedule arrange me to talk about the rise of the true Jesus Church according to the scripture.
他排了16节。
There was 16 sections.
我一开始想说，哇，怎么有那么多东西可以讲？
In the beginning, I thought to myself, why I have so much to talk about it.
但是实际上啊，你从创世纪到启示录啊，很多很多的预言跟预表。
But if you look at from the books of Genesis to the Revelation, there's so many prophecies, so many revelation.
所以一方面啊，从圣经里面讲。
And so I talk about from the scripture.
另外一方面啊，还从我们在教会当中所看见、所听到的。
And also what we heard and what we seen from the church.
后来十六节啊，讲不完呢。
And therefore that I cannot conclude the whole topic in 16
sections. 所以我们对真教会啊，应当有真定的信仰。
And so we should have a very firm the foundation of the understanding with our church.
因为教会就是耶稣的身体。
Because church is the body of Christ.
就是永生神的家。
Which is house of the
eternal God. 就是神的殿。
His temple.
就是人跟神相会的地方。
This is a place that we meet the Lord.
就是天上的圣城，就是耶稣基督的心腹。
Now, this is the holy city in heaven, and this is also the bride of Jesus Christ.
所以圣经里面有很多啊，谈到神的教会的。
And so in the Bible, there's so many recording to talk about His church.
真的，我们如果有谦卑查考的心呢、啊、
，that if we have the humble heart to search into His scripture,
神就会帮助你了解。
And God will help us to understand.
你会觉得说、啊，在真教会啊，实在是最大的福气了。
And you would understand that this is truly is the biggest, the greatest blessing that we come to this true church.
所以我们要了解神的旨意啊，也要神的灵开启我们的心。
So in order to understand God's will, we need the Lord to open up our heart.
说我们现在所得到的启示不是在圣经以外。
And the revelation we have received is not out of the Bible.
而是借着神的灵帮助我们明白圣经里面的真理。
But through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, it helps us to understand the scripture.
这个何西阿书啊，是十二本小先知书的第一本。
And so Hosea is the first books of the 12 minor prophets.
啊，这个里面的内容啊，有时候很不容易了解。
The content sometimes hard to understand.
所以我们特别求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们能够了解他的旨意。
So we pray to the Lord, give us a revelation, therefore we can understand His will.
帮我们利用休息时间哦，稍微看一下。
And also, I'd encourage everyone, take your time, to read, to study, to understand.
虽然有时候不太懂，没有关系啊，我们再慢慢的来了解。
Even sometimes it's hard for you to understand in the beginning, but you can slowly approach it and understand it later.
这里讲到何西阿，他是在罗波安做以色列王的时候开始做先知。
And so here it says that Hosea is in the king of Rehoboam. He was selected as a prophet.
所以从那个背景来看呢、啊。
And so from that kind of background,
他做先知的时间相当长。
That he has a very lengthy time to serve as a prophet.
经过了四个犹大王。
He went through the four the kingship in Judah.
以色列王从耶罗波安以后啊，一直到北朝以色列国王国。
Say from the northern kingdom from Jeroboam all the way when it's until its destruction.
因为这个可以慢慢算、哦、就从耶罗波安、啊、就是南朝乌西亚王的时候，乌西亚王也 做王相当久，52年。
The southern kingdom, when the Uzziah was a king, his reign was also very lengthy.
但是乌西亚王38年的时候、啊、北朝的耶罗波安死掉。
When Uzziah reigned at 38 years, northern kingdom king died.
所以应该乌西亚王38年以前呢、啊，这个何西阿就开始做先知了。
And so before Uzziah reigned 38 years before, the Hosea was serving as a prophet already.
一直到西西家王。
Until the king of Hezekiah.
那个时候是北朝王国嘛。
That was the time the destruction of the northern kingdom occurred.
西西家做王的时候是西西家啊。做王的时候，刚好是北朝最后一个王的第三年。
When Hezekiah was reigning in the southern kingdom, that was the northern kingdom reigned in the third years.
北朝最后那个王啊，就做九年啊，就亡国。
The last kingdom, the northern kingdom, also reigned for 9 years, and then it came to the total destruction.
所以整个历史来看，就是从乌西亚王38年。一直到西西家王第六年。
And so from Uzziah 38 years, to the, Hezekiah the 6 years.
我们说啊，这个何西阿做先知啊，有40几年的时间，就这样算了，至少。
And so this is the way that we counted the total years of the prophecy of Hosea is about more than 40 years.
这个何西阿他是在北朝。
And Hosea, he was serving his prophet in northern kingdom.
所以我们在学习这个先知书的时候，对犹太国的历史、哦、以色列国的历史要有稍微一点了解。
So when we study the prophets, we should have a little bit understanding about the historical background of northern and southern kingdoms of Israel.
以色列人他们从埃及回去以后啊，在迦南地建国。
After the Israel, they were led out of Egypt and they established a kingdom in the land of Canaan.
大概有450年，叫做士师时代。
Total 450 years, the age of the judges.
后来他们说要立王，所以神就叫撒母耳立了扫罗做王。
And they request a king to be established, and so God made Samuel to raise up a king.
扫罗失败以后啊，就立大卫接续做王。
So when King Saul fell, God also raised up David as a king.
因为大卫啊，有心要为神建殿，所以神喜悦，所以应许他的祖孙一直做王。
And because King David is a man after God's heart, he wanted to raise up the temple for the Lord, and so therefore God blessed him and his descendant to be the king of Israel.
大卫的儿子所罗门啊，晚年的时候去拜偶像。
But however, in the later year of King Solomon, he started to worship after the idols.
所以神就让他的王国分裂。
And so therefore God divided his kingdom.
在他的儿子的时候，就是所罗门的儿子罗波安的时候。 这个王国就分成南北朝。
So in his son Rehoboam, God divided the kingdom into northern and southern kingdoms.
因为神跟大卫有立约，要让他的祖孙做王。
But God established the covenant with King David for his descendant to carry on the kingship.
但是神却只留下两个支派给他。
But God only left him with two tribes.
就犹大跟便雅悯。
Which is Judah and also Benjamin.
另外的十个支派啊，就是变成北朝。由耶罗波安来治理。
The rest of the ten tribes was ruled by the Jeroboam to be the king.
从这个时候开始啊，南北朝都有十九个王。
And so total is 19 kings between the northern and southern kingdoms.
南北朝啊，这个以色列国啊，十九个王没有一个好王。
19 kings of the northern kingdom, none of them they are righteous.
所以他们在西元前呢，721年就被亚述所灭掉。
So they were destroyed by the kingdom of Assyria at 721 BC.
南朝这个犹大国啊，有一半的王啊还不错，敬畏神。
Southern kingdom, half of them, they were considered to be righteous.
所以神让这个犹大国啊。他的时间比较延长多120几年，多120几年。
And so God let the southern kingdom survive longer than northern kingdom for 120 years.
他一直到西元前606年、才被巴比伦所灭。
And finally, they were destroyed by the Babylonian emperor at 606 BC.
他说这个先知啊，都是在历史上啊，一直在传达神的信息，警告百姓，叫他们不可以犯罪。
And the prophet, they served the Lord to be the oracle of God and to proclaim the message of God and to prevent the Israelites they sin against God.
这个北朝因为他们不敬畏神去拜金牛所以神让他们国事很紊乱。
Because Northern Kingdom, they didn't follow God, they worshipped the idols, so therefore, in general, they were quite weak countries.
这些王啊，他们王位就不稳。
And also, the king in their kingship,
所以一个王朝啊，几代以后啊，就人家叛变啊，把他王杀掉啊，另外立王。
And so when the king reigned for just a couple of years later, and someone would rise up and rebel, and then new kings would come up.
所以整个社会很混乱啊，最后就国家就亡掉了。
And so the northern kingdom in general, the society was quite chaotic, and finally they were destroyed.
刚刚讲到说，何西阿开始做先知的时候，叫做耶罗波安第二的时代。
And so Hosea, he was in the reign of Jeroboam II, served as a prophet.
当然，耶罗波安啊，这北朝第一个王也叫耶罗波安。
The first king of the northern kingdom, his name also Jeroboam.
那他的王朝大概四五代啊，四五个王以后啊，就被暗利王朝，就是亚哈的父亲啊取代了。
And then was replaced by the dynasty of Ahdi, which is the father of
Ahab. 安利的王朝也是四代就被推翻了。
And after four reigns, also have been defeated.
另外有个耶户王朝。
And then the other dynasty of the Jehu.
耶罗波安第二就是在耶户王朝的第四个王。
And so Jeroboam second is the dynasty of Jehu, the fourth one.
在他做王的时候啊，好像整个国家带来比较富足安定，富足了，就是比较强盛一点。
And in his reign, seems like the northern kingdom society was kind of prosperous.
因为耶罗波安去征战把很多失地都夺回来。
And Jeroboam he conquered quite a lot of territories.
那实际上啊。那也是表面上短暂的一种现象。
But it's only superficially, but not last for too long.
因为国家整个那个内政整个经济什么都是里面都腐烂掉了。
But they have the inner corruption.
所以耶罗波安第二的儿子做王不到六个月就被推翻了。
And so the son of the Jeroboam II, not only he only reigned for like 6 months. And then the dynasty was
最后接下来六个王都是叛变出来的。
And the following six kings, they come to the throne because of the because of rebel.
有些夺权了，主十一天了，后来又被推翻掉了。
And one of them only reigned for 11 days and then was overthrown.
所以我们看到说啊，当然他们在宗教上啊啊，因为离开神啊，在社会上啊，道德上很败坏。
Because in the religion they rebel against God, and in the society they have a very corrupt moral code.
所以神一直兴起很多的先知来警告他们。
And so God raising a lot of prophet to give them the warning.
因为他们不听先知的劝勉啊，继续的行恶啊，所以就亡国。
But the Israelite they continue in their own way. They didn't listen to the prophet's warning.
而在这个以西结书二十三章里面呢、
啊、，Therefore in Ezekiel chapter 23,
他那里谈到有两个姐妹
啊、，They talk about the two sisters.
以西结书的二十三章
啊、，Ezekiel chapter 23,
这里讲到两个姐妹啊，一直的犯淫乱的罪
，and talk about these two sisters continue in their adultery.
这个姐姐叫做阿合拉。
The older sister called Aholan.
妹妹叫做阿荷利巴。
And the younger one is called Aholiba.
说这个阿荷拉就是撒玛利亚。
Ahola is referred to the Samaria.
就是主着北朝的以色列。
That referred to the Israelite in Northern Kingdom.
阿荷利巴耶路撒冷。
And Aholiba, which is referred to the Jerusalem.
这个主着南朝的犹大。
Referred to the Southern Kingdom Judah.
所以以色列北朝跟那个南朝犹大这两个国家，虽然本来是神的选民的国度
，although that they were the chosen people of God in the beginning，
但是他们却离开了神呐、啊。
But they rebelled against God，
效我外邦的恶俗
，and they followed the tradition of the Gentile country。
所以在信仰上、道德上啊，都非常的败坏
，they were very corrupted in their religious belief and also in the moral court。
所以最后就先后的亡国了
，and then so they have been destroyed one after the other。
当然，这个妇人啊，有的是可以主教会
，and sometimes a woman also can refer to the church。
所以这个教会叫做贞洁的心腹，神的教会啊，叫做贞洁的心腹
，because the church is referred to be the pure bride.
那有些啊，离开神的道啊，这个教会啊，叫做淫妇。
But once the church they have deviated away from the standard of God's teaching, and they are considered to be the adultery woman.
我们看以赛亚书第四章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 4.
以赛亚书第四章。
Isaiah chapter 4.
第一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
以赛亚书四章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 4 verse 1.
在那日，七个女人必拉住一个男人，说：“我们吃自己的食物，穿自己的衣服，但求你许我们归在你的名下，求你除掉我们的羞耻。”当然，这个一方面是预言到啊，这个战争啊，动乱，所以很多的男丁啊，就上战场死掉了。
It's a prophecy referred to the war time. Loss of the male, they lost their life in the battlefield.
所以说，七个女人拉住一个男人呢。
Therefore, the seven women, they got a hold of one man.
有一次到南美洲去。
One time I went to the South America.
因为我们本来有一个教会在那个巴拉圭的地方。
Because we have a church in the Paraguay.
那边有一些当地人要来慕道要受洗。教会不敢跟他们洗礼。
And we have quite a few native people. They want to come to believe and be baptized, but church wasn't ready.
因为那个国家本来很喜欢打仗。
Because this country, they were always in war.
结果越打越小。
And then the more war they have been fighting, the territory gets
smaller. 很多男丁都死掉了。
And also lots of men lost life.
说明他一个男孩子可以娶十个女孩子。
And so they have the regulation. This one boy can marry with the 10 girls.
所以社会道德不好。
And therefore the society, the moral was very corrupted.
如果没有改变的话，要信主就很难。
Without changing of that kind of corrupted moral court, it's hard for them to be converted and believe in the Lord.
不过这一段圣经啊，另外一个属灵的意义。
And the other spiritual meaning in this verse.
这个男人当然是主的主耶稣基督啊。
This man can refer to our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是人类的救主。
Because he's the savior of the mankind.
啊，这个女人是主神的教会。
And the woman.
女人是主教会。
Can refer to church.
啊，本来啊，耶稣基督的妻子啊，新妇贞洁的妇人就是一个。
Originally, the bride of Christ is only one.
但是说有七个女人拉住一个男人
，But here said that seven women they got a hold of one man。
表示说有很多啊，虽然名分上也是用耶信耶稣的名义。
Although that some of them they believe in Christ in name。
说我们主求你啊，让我们能够归在你的名下。
And they ask that we should belong to your name。
但是我们要吃自己的食物。我们要穿自己的衣服
，But we can eat our own food and put our own clothes.
食物主什么呢？是道理啊。
What does that mean? That means that they're teaching.
衣服是主什么？行为啊。
Because the clothing can refer to your deeds.
所以主要用你的名字就好了。
And that means that they only ask to use your name.
但是所传的不是你的道理，是我们的道理。
But what they're teaching, their teaching is not belong to God, but their own teaching.
不是按照你的教训来行，是按照我们自己的旨意来行。
It's not according to your will, but according to our will.
所以有很多的女人要抓住男人啊。
And so here in those days, a lot of women, they got a hold of one man.
只是名义上啊，归在他的名下。
Just in name, they belong to this man.
但是实际上啊，出自己的食物。穿自己的衣服
But in reality, they eat their own food and also put on their clothes.
所以有些解释圣经的人呢、啊，说这个阿和拉、阿和利巴也可以组织一般的教会。
And so, lots of the Bible scholar also refer that Ahola or Aholiba, it can refer to church in general.
所以这是对我们相当大的一种警惕啊，也是让我们能够。对这个信仰上啊，有更清楚的一种认识。
He gives us a lot of warning and also help us to understand more clearly about the teaching of God.
那这个何西阿，神叫他去娶一个淫妇。
And Hosea was commanded by God to marry adultery woman.
他说要来象征啊，以色列大行淫乱离弃神。
He just kind of personified the whole country of Israelite. They were worshiping idols.
因为圣经里面呢、啊，常常用神跟以色列百姓之间呢、啊，就好像夫妻之间的关系。
Because the Bible compared the Israelite their relationship with God just like husband and wife.
其实雅各书啊，雅各啦，雅各也是这样的啊描写。
As a matter of fact, the Song of Solomon it described the relationship just like that.
这个夫妻之间呢、啊，本来是一种最亲密的人际关系
啊。Because between husband and wife, they are the most intimate relationship in the humankind.
因为神造人呐、啊，第一个人际的关系就是从夫妻开始
啊。Because when God created the man, the relationship started from the husband and wife.
啊，所以夫妻之间的关系啊，真的很奥秘。
And therefore, it is really mystery, the relationship.
而是一体的关系，而且是用爱啊来建立起来的关系。
Because their relationship is established by love, and they're considered to be just one.
所以神在设立婚姻的时候说啊，人要离开父母，跟妻子联合，两人成为一体。
And so when God originally established the matrimony, he said the man would leave away from his parents and would be united with his wife.
到了新约时代，主耶稣说啊，神配偶的人不可以把他分开。
And come to the New Testament time, Jesus said that what God have established that we men cannot set apart.
所以夫妻两个人啊，不是大小的问题，而是一体的关系。
And so it's not like a matter of who is greater, who is smaller, but
两人既然就一体的关系啊。你把它拆开的一定是破碎掉的。
Because they are one unit, so you, if you separate them, you would be scattered.
好像两张纸你把它连在一起。
Just like you combine two sheets of paper.
你把它撕开了就破碎掉了。
But once you tear it apart, and you'll be scattered.
所以会造成很多不幸的婚姻。
And therefore there's a loss of the miserable marriage relationship.
夫妻之间的关系因为很亲密，亲密到没有办法容许第三者的存在。
Between the husband and wife, they would not allow any third party to get involved in between.
我们看箴言第六章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6.
三十二节。
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 32.
箴言六章三十二节。
Proverbs 6 verse 32.
以妇人行淫的便是无知。行这事的必上吊生命。三十三节。
And 33.
他必受伤损，必被凌辱，他的羞辱不得涂抹。三四节。
34.
因为人的嫉恨成了烈怒，报仇的时候绝不留情。三十五节。
35.
什么时价他都不顾，你虽送许多礼物，他也不肯罢休啊。这里讲到说，这个夫妻本来这个关系是很亲密的。
And so it describes the relationship between husband and wife is very intimate.
啊，假如除了这个夫妻之间的关系，又跟第三者啊有发生了关系。
But between the husband and wife, if they got any, got the third party get involved.
所以如果跟一个有夫之妇啊跟他行淫。
And so if you commit adultery, with the, a man, who have the wife.
说他会上吊生命。
And he will lose his life.
他会羞辱啊，不得涂抹。
His shame will never be covered away.
因为那个这个人啊，就是主的那个妇人的丈夫啊，他会嫉恨。
Because the man could refer to the husband of the woman.
他会产生烈怒啊，啊，在报仇的时候绝不留情的。
And he would show his fury and show no mercy in his revenge.
他说这个夫妻之间的关系啊很亲密。
And so the relationship between husband and wife is very intimate.
啊，不能够让这个第三者的存在。
And not allow any third party to be get involved.
啊，神跟人之间的关系啊，神跟他百姓之间的关系啊，本来也是这样的。
And likewise, the relationship between God and His people.
啊，所以百姓啊，他们离开了神呐、啊。对神来讲啊，说是恋爱助于嫉妒的神啊。
And then so when the Israelites, they have led away from God, and God is the jealous God.
所以神也是会施行惩罚报应的。
For sure that God would reveal his punishment and show his revenge.
啊，因为这个以色列民啊，他们当时啊，罪恶已经很重啊，完全不听先知啊，完全不顾神。
But the whole Israelite, they was such commit such a great sin against God, and so God raised up the prophet.
所以神叫这个何西阿书啊，何西阿先知啊，用一种献身的说法。
And so God would use the Hosea, to personify his God as himself.
啊，叫他去起淫妇啊，啊，让他跟他妻子之间那一种啊，又爱又恨的那一种关系啊，啊，来描写神跟。以色列百姓之间的关系。
And commanded him to marry a prostitute and to reveal the God's love and hatred between himself and his people.
啊，当然，有的人会说啊，为什么神不是叫人不可以行淫乱吗？啊，怎么会叫他去做这种的事情
？And so somebody would wonder, why God would ask the prophet to do so? Because it's God doesn't want us to commit any adultery.
啊，所以有的解经家就有不一样的解释喽。
Therefore, the biblical scholar they have a lot of different perspective.
说可能他娶的时候是一个好的女人，啊，后来变成淫妇了。
And they say originally, what the Hosea prophet Mary is a good woman, but later on, the woman become a prostitute.
啊，神叫他去娶的时候就神已经预知说，将来这个妇女啊会变淫妇了。
Oh, maybe God have can foretell that someday this woman will become a prostitute.
啊，当然都是一般的猜测啦。啊，但是实际上啊，我们可以从圣经直接看就好，不必用人的想法去做其他的解释。
This is all the biblical scholar. They put their own imagination, try to guess. But actually, we can explain this from the Bible.
因为这是神叫何西阿先知去做的。
Because this is what God commanded Hosea to do so.
啊，有神的目的跟意义在里面。
And so God has His own purpose and His will in it.
啊，第二是神指示的，对何西阿先知来讲，他不是犯罪啊。
And so because this is God's command.And so when Hosea did so, he didn't sin against God.
因为这是神吩咐他做的。
Because this is what God commanded Hosea to do so.
啊，神主要的目的就要让以色列人知道啊，就是 百姓啊，像这个淫妇一样啊。
But the main purpose for God is that let Israel to realize their status in God's eye, just like they are the prostitute.
啊，何西阿神主自己本身经历这种婚姻上的痛苦。
And that Hosea, the prophet, to go through this turmoil in his marriage.
所以呢，对神的旨意啊。啊、神跟百姓之间的关系也特别、啊、能够体会
and he can really going through the experience about God's relationship between himself and with the Israelites
所以才能够把这个信息、啊、很贴切的这样把它传达出来
and so he can proclaim the will of God very clearly in a personal way
那这个淫妇啊我们来看罗马书第七章
let's look at the, what the Bible Romans chapter 7 talk about the prophet, the prostitute
罗马书第七章
Rome chapter 7
第二节
chapter 7 verse
2 七章第二节
chapter 7 verse 2
就如一人有了丈夫丈夫还活着就被律法约束丈夫就死了就脱离了丈夫的律法第三节
verse 3
所以丈夫活着他就归于别人，便叫淫妇。丈夫就死了，他就脱离了丈夫的律法。虽然归于别人，也不是淫妇。当然，保罗在这里是谈到这个律法跟恩典之间的关系。
The Paul is talking about the relationship between the law and also the mercy.
他说，从这个夫妻之间的律法来讲。
And so from the law of the husband and wife.
结婚了以后啊夫妻就要受到这个夫妻的法律的限制。
And once a man and woman, they married, and they were bound by the law of this marriage.
所以夫妻都活着的时候不可以再跟别人有夫妻的生活。
And so as long as one party is still alive, they cannot have any relationship with other party.
如果丈夫活着妻子又离开他另外结婚了那就是淫妇了。
If the husband is still alive, but the wife get involved with the other man, she will be considered an adulterous woman.
如果一方死掉了
，But if one party die,
这个夫妻之间的律法就失掉了那个约束的力量。
And then the other party will be released from the law of this marriage.
另外一方啊，再去结婚呐、啊，他不犯。没有犯罪的
and so if we get married, it will not against the law of the marriage.
所以夫妻啊，如果还在的话，有一方啊，这个妇人又去跟其他人生活在一起，那就是淫妇。
And so if the husband is still alive, but the wife get involved with the other man, and she will be considered an adulterous woman.
神跟百姓之间的关系也是一样。
And likewise, the relationship between God and His people.
以色列百姓是神从万民当中特别拣选出来属神的百姓。
Because the Israelites, they were the chosen people by God from all the nations to be His special people.
神跟他们有一个很重要的约。
And God have a very important covenant relationship.
所以他们要敬畏神。
And so they have to fear God.
所以神的恩典会不断地临到他们身上。
And therefore, the blessing and mercy of God will continue on the Israelites.
但是他们如果离弃了神以后啊，就破坏他们跟神之间的约。
But if they go away from God, and they would deviate away from this covenant relationship with God,
就好像成为一个淫妇一样。
Just like an adulterous woman.
所以神就会被神弃绝。
And they will be forsaken by God.
神就会把一些痛苦患难、啊、加在他们的身上。
And God will add upon the punishment on the people.
好、哦，所以这是用这个何西阿先知的婚姻呐 啊来象征以色列人跟神之间的关系。
And so God used the Hosea his married relationship to compare his relationship with the people of Israel.
啊，不过从这里也让我们知道说啊，其实这个。淫妇啊，她可以成为先知的妻子。
But we can also see that even the adulterous woman become the wife of the prophet.
所以我们知道说，一个人啊，能够蒙救恩啊，不是因为我们人有什么好处。
And that a man can receive the salvation of God is not because that we're worthy for anything.
而是出于神的怜悯跟他的大恩。
It's totally because of God's mercy and His loving kindness.
所以圣经里面说、啊、神为什么要拣选雅各
so,
没有拣选以扫
And why God have chosen Jacob, not Esau
因为以色列人没有办法明白神的爱。
Because Israel, they fail to understand God's love.
神说我爱过你们。
God say, I loved you.
他们说啊，我你什么时候爱我们？
But they argue with God, say, well, when did you love me?
神说啊，我拣选雅各，没有拣选以扫，就是爱你们的表现。
And God say, I have chosen Jacob, not Esau, that shows my love to you.
所以我们蒙拣选是很大的恩典呢。
And so we have been chosen by God is through the grace of God.
我们时间到了，我们来祷告哈。
We have to conclude this section because time's limit. Let's pray.